News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're in a good mood here in the studio this morning, playing a little Bruno Mars to get everybody up on their feet, tapping your little steering wheel when you're sitting there waiting at the stoplight. This morning, we have our friends from Avalon HR here. Stacey Ornan here. She is the HR director and benefits manager, as well as Chip Wood, who's the VP of sales and marketing.
Hello.
Good
hello.
Morning, Avalon HR.
Good morning.
Tell us all about who you are in case someone is not familiar with you.
Who are we, Chip?
Who are you?
Well, we are Avalon HR, located at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, Florida. We are a locally owned PEO, which is an acronym for Professional Employment Organization, which means that we do all of the things you don't want to do in your business.
And shouldn't have to.
No, and shouldn't have to. But being and running a business nowadays, it has become a very strenuous situation because of all the rules and
that's
regulations that nobody can keep up with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we keep up with them.
Yeah, we keep up with them, and that's why you want to hire us, because we make sure that you stay in compliant with all the rules.
Right. Okay.
We take all the non-fun stuff, the onboarding of your employees, making sure their state, federal taxes are filed, W-2 production, unemployment claims, work comp incidents all become our responsibility.
And we are ESAC and IRS certified, which is very, very important.
Okay. What is ESAC?
Well, ESAC is Employment Security. It's a company that what they do is they make sure that that all your bonds are good and that we can take care of anything that you may
right.
May
we have to basically let them know, like, every state we're registered in, they have to make sure we're registered properly. They have to have all of our benefits information, all of our broker information to ensure our clients and employees. If Chip and I, just pack up the office and take everybody with us to the Bahamas or something and
that's right.
decide not to communicate, they can assist our employees in, hey, your medical coverage was with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Here's their number.
And that's why we're IRS certified also.
So, right.
Because if we fail to pay your federal taxes. It's on us. It's not on you. So
are you breathing even a little bit of a sigh of relief that the deadline is passed now at April 15th?
Oh, God. No.
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 Because people
deadline?
Are now going,
what?
When can I get my W-2? Maybe January of 2027.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that. Oh.
No, it definitely, those are just suggestions, apparently, to people. Like, April 15th is just, I had somebody reach out to me that I had been trying to contact a year ago. It'll be a year in May. Like, I sent them an email, May of 2025, excuse me, and they reached out, and they were like, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm just now seeing this and this whole big crazy story. And by the way, could I get my W-2 from last year? And I'm like, You
why didn't you just lead with that?
Yeah. Wow.
This email that addressing this situation that needed to be addressed almost a year ago, you're finally coming back to, but it's just because you need your W-2.
Wow.
But no, it's not over, but that's okay.
That's all right. That's what we do.
You, the Lord, and the IRS, I don't care.
Like, I don't know. I was excited. My refund came really quickly. I was very pleasantly surprised. So
very nice.
One and done.
I haven't had a refund since I was in my 30s.
It wasn't much. It's the first year in a long time I haven't had to pay. So it was interesting.
That's good.
So, yeah, you can still get your W-2s. If you don't have them, ask. And like I said, at this point, what happens? That's when you, the good Lord, the IRS, it's not our business. I was over here in Keeley, our onboarding specialist and payroll specialist up front the other day, talking to somebody who they'd been at their job for years and years and years and years and years, never updated their tax withholding forms, never made any changes.
Nope. Oh, gosh.
They come over to us and they have to fill out a new one, and they call and they're like, it took out no taxes. Well, that's because of how you did it. And again, what it is still doing, like if it's a $2,000 credit per dependent, it fronts you that $2,000 now. Instead of making you wait till you file your income tax return and getting that credit, It's like, okay, you expect that $2,000, so we're just going to give it to you over the course of the year by not taking that extra deduction. And people who haven't updated that information in a while don't realize that, and they're getting their paycheck, and there's no taxes being taken out because you've claimed three dependents, head of household, all of this stuff, and all of those lower your taxable income on a per paycheck basis.
Mm-hmm. And then they check exempt.
And then they check. Well, yeah, we have to have a conversation about that. If you want to go exempt, you know, I can't tell you absolutely you can't, but I do have to explain to you, you are probably not exempt from federal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to have this whole discussion thing. And if you still like, yep, I'm exempt, okay, but understand, if the IRS directs me to change your withholdings, and they do this often, I have to do so. Like, they'll get, you know, when they get our reports, they'll be like, hey, Meg has put that she's exempt from federal taxes. We don't think she is. And this is based off Meg's past tax returns. This is what we want you, the IRS, wants you to change her withholdings to.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to override that at that point.
Right.
So, you know, these people, check your paychecks. People who never look at their paycheck stubs, I don't understand. Do that once in a while. Make sure
even if it's coming in your email and you have to hit the reply button, but still check it.
Do something. Look at it. Make sure your address is correct.
Most of these people's W-2s and their all their tax information is in their payroll portal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All they have to do is access their portal, and yet we have people that go, well, I don't know. I got a password and stuff for that, but I don't know what I did with it.
Mm, yeah.
Well, it's your money. Mm-hmm. Don't you know where your money is?
Well. and big things like emergency contacts. When's the last time you've updated your emergency contact with your employer?
And that's important.
It really is.
That is way important. We unfortunately had an employee pass away this week.
Oh,
and I figured out very quickly that his emergency contact was his ex-wife. And that's always a, you know, just
pleasant,
super fun,
awkward
situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, take a look at that stuff. Update your address, your phone numbers, your emergency contacts. If you have insurance, life insurance, update your beneficiary forms, because mm-hmm. if you don't, you know, Florida has some laws about the hierarchy of who life insurance goes to in the absence of a beneficiary form. And if you have a spouse, estranged, whatever, but you're still legally married,
mm-hmm.
that if it's an ERISA-based plan, which is a government-backed plan, it doesn't matter. Your spouse gets the money. Whether you've talked to them in 10 years or not, if you're still legally married, then it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate to do that to somebody knowing that's not what they wanted and not what they intended. But our hands are tied to an extent because of the way it's structured. So you take a minute, review your information, make sure it's up to date. Make sure I'm not calling your ex-wife, ex-husband, mm-hmm. ex-anything. If, you know, something happens to you, that would be appreciated. And, you know, just like Chip said, it's your money. Make mm-hmm. sure you're getting what you think you're getting and is going to where you think is going.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking with Chip Wood and Stacy Oren with Avalon HR. If you've got a question for them, clearly they are the experts. Just text it in at 850-437-1620. I actually picked up something online. It was a kind of a kit for individuals, and this is not really exactly related, but to have, it's like a notebook that you would leave somewhere that has all your information in it, your credit cards, your numbers, your passwords, everything, just in case.
Well, I it's funny. I have the same book I got off Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
And it's called Well Blank.
I can't remember the name of it, but
I'm Dead. Here's What You Need to Know.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
And so it's got all of that stuff in there. And that, you know, that's really a good idea, too, because let's say you are an Avalon employee. Avalon mm-hmm. provides all their full-time employees with $10,000 life insurance at no charge to them or their company.
Which three-fourths of them don't know they have.
Right. Wow, that's
and
a fantastic
the
benefit.
They may know they have it,
mm-hmm.
but if they pass away and their family doesn't know, then, you know, and sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes we have clients that are really bad about telling us that people passed away. They'll go like months and like, oh, yeah, they passed away a couple. It's like, what?
Oh, my goodness.
And,
you know, they were eligible for
$10,000? Yeah, do you know they had $10,000 in life insurance? And,
right.
You know, then I have to start trying to track people down, and that gets really interesting, sometimes awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, let people know, hey, I have $10,000 in life insurance through my employer. You know, contact Avalon HR at 850-475-1555 to collect on this policy. So, you know, somebody needs to know that.
Sure, of course.
And just... yeah, check on your stuff.
Okay, got a comment or question that just came in on the text line, 850-437-1620. For a professional services company with 21 employees, how can you help with saving us money on insurance, both business insurance and health insurance?
Business insurance, if it's workers' comp, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your loss situations and whether or not you've had any workers' comp claims. I'd be more than happy to take a look at it. No obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And we can determine that. As far as health insurance goes, that's Stacy's department.
Right. We have a master plan that we first look at. And if we look at that and you're like, this absolutely will not work for us for, you know, whatever reason, then we have several local partners that we can go to and see if we can't carve out a better situation for you. We've got options to look at, you know, discussions to be had. Like Chip said, we can do the work comp. We cannot write, we don't write general liability, auto umbrella policies, things like that for our clients. We just handle that workers' comp part, so mm-hmm. you would still need someone else to do that. If you're not happy with who you have or you need suggestions, we have some good partners in that we can, you know, have you talk to as well. But, you know, the biggest advantage is you're coming in under an existing master policy, so you don't have to front any out-of-pocket expenses. There's no cost to you to join in those plans. They're established. They're there. You're pretty much just adding your name to the list. And a lot of times, like we had a client that talked to us recently. First of all, you know, I think I mentioned this a while back. They showed me their rates, and I thought I was on an episode of Punk. And I gave them our rates, and they thought they were pranking them.
Yeah,
oh,
my gosh.
They
said,
they called back twice. They're like, how can you do this? Well, we have a master plan with hundreds of people on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You know, you can
that's the advantage of getting outside of your own.
Safety in numbers.
Sure, right. Of course.
Because if you have a plan of 21 people and you have two people that have some kind of catastrophic event, your rates are going to skyrocket because mm-hmm. it's all based on a formula based on what they pay out versus what they receive in. So it's, you know, there's safety in numbers, and that's where we can provide the savings to businesses.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense, and it also saves you the time of having to deal with all of this, especially, I mean, 21 employees is a lot to manage in some ways, but by comparison to a big corporation who has a whole HR department, yeah. It's for small businesses, you have to focus on your business. So having somebody there that can take care of these other things, onboarding,
we can become
insurance.
Your HR department.
Correct. Yeah.
And that way,
that's a great way to look at it.
And that is part of our services.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything additional. It's not going to cost you any more money. So you might as well just give us a call at 850-475-1555. And I'll be happy to discuss it with you, and we can find out whether we can and if I can't save you any money, it's still a transfer of liabilities, which is sometimes worth more than saving money.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So some of the other services that you provide for somebody that's just kind of tuning in, and we're talking with Avalon HR this morning.
Well, we make sure that all your posters, believe it or not, in the workplace are up to date.
No, you know what? I actually had a business where they came in and wanted to see my OSHA poster.
Yes, ma'am.
I was so shocked. I was so happy I had it up.
That's the first thing they go for.
Seriously,
I didn't
expect it.
It's the first thing they go for because they know that nobody updates them.
I know, but I just happened to have it updated.
Yep, but we do that. We make sure that. I make sure that we'll rewrite or look at someone's safety manual for their workplace. We'll look at their employee handbook,
mm-hmm.
and we'll make sure it is all HR savvy, if you will.
Right.
Make sure that it all is legal. Nothing in there says, well, you know, you can't wear short shorts on Friday. I mean, you know.
Why not?
You have to just make sure it's all according to Hoyle, as mm-hmm. they say. So.
Well, the thing that's been I have noticed just in the business professional world, everything seems to be constantly changing.
Yes.
Whether it's a state law, a federal law, so many of the different things that affect businesses directly is constantly changing.
And to be able to keep up with
all of that is very difficult for a business owner.
Absolutely. And I think they do that just to make sure that no business owner can keep up with it. So But Stacy and I, we do a pretty good job of listening and learning.
Mm-hmm. Stacy, what is one of the biggest mistakes you see employers make? Is because you probably have certain trends that come around. For example, this time of year, lots of new hiring going on with the summer season.
Absolutely. There's tons of new hires happening right now as this whole region is gearing up for our summer. But the biggest mistake is, one, if you see an employee's not working out, failure to act timely, thinking it will get better, it'll get better. No, it won't. If you notice that this behavior is not acceptable in that first 90 days, cut them loose.
So you should have a probationary period, correct?
Yes, all of our employees come in under a 90-day probationary period to see if, one, we're a good fit for them and they're a good fit for us. And if we're not, that's the time to make those decisions. Don't wait to day 93 and go, you know, I don't think this is going to work. No, you knew that 30 days ago. Act on it when you know it's a problem.
Now, is that something you can handle for them when they have to let an employee go?
Do
you
help every day? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We can make those calls during business hours. If it needs to be after hours when they get off work, whatever, we can handle that for you. The other thing in long-term employment situations is documentation, okay? Not everything has to be a write-up. Not everything has to be formal. But I tell people all the time, if we're going in front of a judge, he doesn't know you, your head, your heart, or your intention. The only thing he's going to know is what he's presented with in paper. What can I prove in black and white on paper? And if you go in there and say, well, I didn't mean it that way, or that was not my intention, they really don't care. Okay? It's what did you actually do? What can I see? What can you prove? Can you back up what your intent, your head, and your heart were saying? If not, then it doesn't matter. And that's where I struggle the most in trying to help our employers, is trying to defend something I have no information on. Mm. You know, you come up one day and you want to fire, a 60-year-old female of, whatever. And, well, what's the problem? She's just not doing her job. In what way? Well, I just don't like it. Well, have you addressed it? Have we attempted to correct the problem?
There needs to be a paper trail, right, of conversations and meetings.
Yes. And like I said, not everything has to be a write-up. You can just jot down, hey, I met with Meg today at 2 o'clock. We discussed, how does she need more training on the computer system? What could we provide? And that's the big thing, showing that we have attempted to correct the situation before we turn people loose. And employers fail to realize that turnover is, if you could break down expenses in a way that you could put this on paper and see it, turnover is hands down one of your biggest expense.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you lose an employee, especially a long-term employee, you lose knowledge and information, proprietary knowledge and information that you may never recover. And it could be little things, it could be big things, but it's one of those you don't know until you don't know. And then all of a sudden, you've let, or Meg's left, or you've let Meg go after 9 years, and you're like, well, who do we order this from? Or what is the process for this? Well, Meg was the only one that knew, and now you don't have Meg.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let her go under an unsavory circumstance, you're probably not going to want to call her up and ask her.
Oh,
you know, like,
because she's not going to tell you.
Okay, let's move on from Meg. I don't like the scenario.
But the number of times I've encountered that where they've not thought about things like that and called and been like,
processes,
oh, hey,
yeah.
Meg had the only bank fob to our online banking. Well, didn't you think to get that back when you let her go? No.
System processes.
Get another one. Yeah, system processes and just documentation. Keeping up with things. The other thing is consistency. You can do a lot of things, but you have to do them consistently. Mm-hmm. You can't have one set of rules for Meg and one set of rules for Chip and another set for Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But like with PTO, we talk about all the time. There are no laws on PTO. The only thing has to be done in Florida, yes. It has to be handled consistently. You can have different rules for different levels of employees. Like managers may earn more PTO than the hourly employees. That's fine. But everybody with that manager designation is going to be needed treated the same. And everybody with like hourly designation needs to be treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's just lots of things in working out your consistency, your documentation, your process steps. You know, anytime I get an email about a termination, the first things, make sure you are in possession of all company property, keys, laptops, phones, bank key fobs, mm-hmm. things like that, before you cut ties with this employees or make arrangements to get them.
Right.
Now, that is absolutely imperative. I had to fire somebody one time that I was asked to sit in on a meeting of the department head. They had a company car, and I was like, okay, what arrangements have we made for them to get home when we take this car? And they all just looked at me.
No.
And I'm like, y'all, we're taking their car. Like, we have to get them home.
Wow.
You know, and they're like, oh, well, yeah, we didn't think about that. So things like that. Just
little things.
Have a system in place.
Which can be an awkward ride home if you've got to take them.
So. Yeah, no,
and I don't
true.
Ever advise that. Don't shuttle employees places, especially after a termination. They're angry.
Mm-hmm.
They could have a moment. Yeah, you know, just a moment of not clear judgment that could end badly. So mm-hmm. just don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, talking with our friends Chip Wood and Stacey Orne with Avalon HR. There's still some time left if you have a question. 850-437-1620. Anything you all want to touch on today that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I was gonna point out to the gentleman or the lady that called in with the question earlier, give us a call at 850-475-1555. Yeah, because I'd like to hear your situation, and you know, I think about things like that, and that's what I do best.
Okay, very good.
Chip thinks way too much, if we're being honest.
That's a good thing. Let you do the thinking, and I'll run my business.
Well, and that's right.
Right?
That's good.
That's the real nucleus of everything.
Yeah.
Is we do all the heavy lifting, so you can do your heavy lifting, which is running your business, creating your widget, making sure your widget is performing as it should, mm-hmm. and looking at, it's tough enough nowadays to run a business, much less trying to keep up with all the regulatory information that's out there.
Well, and from what you've said in the past, your fees are not exorbitant, because someone may be thinking, I'm a small business, I can't afford this, how does that structure work?
Most businesses get trapped into paying high fees for consultants and things like that. If you had us on doing your payroll and all your HR stuff, it's all number one, it's all deductible anyway, because we're a service.
Okay, that's helpful to know.
So, you know, it's tough to deduct all your employees, but, you know, our service is something
allows
that
you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Allows you to do that.
And the money you might save avoiding some kind of a situation in the long run
is
priceless.
We are near the same fees that it would cost you to hire a full HR person.
Mm-hmm. Or an attorney.
Or an attorney. An attorney would be a lot more than an HR director.
You just ask me how I know, because I have to pay mine every week. Mm-hmm. Our business attorney, not my personal attorney, but it's not cheap. But we keep him, we actually keep him on retainer. We get a pretty good rate. So if it's something, you know, just really ugly, I can, you know, just get some.
And that's the thing that I've been impressed by you, is you have the resources. You've been in this community how many years?
About 18 years now.
Yeah.
Coming
up.
And so
this
is a small community, and you make lots of good connections in the business world.
Absolutely.
And your reputation is everything, and you certainly have that reputation, a good reputation and accountability.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, accountability is what we rely on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
makes a difference.
So.
It makes
a
difference.
And on a total unrelated note to anything, because we didn't get to cover this at the start because I might have snuck in right at the last minute. But it was another concert week for me. It was Steve Vai and Joe Satriani this week. I know, right?
Don't you need someone to carry your luggage?
Hey, if you need PEO advice, business advice, HR advice, or concert advice, come by 100 South Pace Boulevard. We will hook you up.
Or just give us a call at 850-475-1555.
I love it.
But we have no tickets.
No tickets.
Okay.
Yes, no tickets.
But you know where to get them.
Hey, but I will go with you.
I'm going. I'm carrying your luggage. This is Pep Talk, our friends from Avalon HR. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.